PFT Media.
Scarlett, have you done something different with your face?
Shut up. Don't be stupid. Well, actually, I have been working on my skin.
That seems really expensive.
Actually, it's really reasonable considering I get help from my personal beauty consultant.
Wait, you've got it like that? That you have your own personal beauty consultant?
Leon, you don't get it. It's one of our biggest fans, Melinda.
She's not just our biggest fan, she's my big sister. Although, she does specialize in makeovers, skincare solutions, looks for your lifestyle, facials, image consulting, and the biggest one that'll help you the most, fighting aging skin.
Shut up.
How'd you manage to get Big Sister as your personal beauty consultant anyways?
Actually, it's really easy. I just went to MaryKay.com/mnovello and clicked on her link, got her phone number, and messaged her. So it was really easy, and Melinda can help anyone out. Just go to MaryKay.com/mnovello. It's MNOVELLO today.
If I wasn't so beautiful, I would go to MaryKay.com/mnovello to get my skincare solutions. That's MaryKay.com/MNOVELLO.
Enjoy the show.
Yeah, enjoy the show.
My life may not be easy, and I sure know how to make it hard. That's what she said.
I may not be real. I also might not be a housewife, but I am a real train wreck.
Keeping it real with the Real Housewives of Reality, Scarlett and Allison.
You look so beautiful.
Stop it, you do.
You stop it, you do.
So catch this.
I don't know what's happening. Hold on.
I have said.
Wait. Alice's headphones. Hold on.
I got it.
I have said on more than one occasion that Martin and I are now best friends.
Oh my God. Okay.
You don't want to be here. Don't come to this house.
See, at least you smell like onions. I usually smell like taco meat and cat piss. I don't know. It's weird. Leon, what do you have? Tell us.
That totally ruins what I was going to say.
Okay, cool.
Well, as I've been trying to say, and then I got interrupted about your onions and tacos and cat piss smells.
Okay.
So Scarlett sent and created the preview screener for the new Martin Snow interview that everybody needs to join our Patreon to hear the whole thing.
Right.
Well, I sent it to Martin.
Yes.
And he goes, "Thanks, Leon!" Exclamation point. You got the best marriage story! Exclamation point.
Oh my God!
But that's only my Patreon. And also, just so you two know, Leon, we're close. You've never shared that story. You do have the best marriage story, but that remains on the Patreon. That's on the Martin episode. But I was like, what?
I'm pretty sure I've told you that story.
No,
before.
We haven't. We have not shared that story.
Oh.
I think between that, because like that made me tear up.
Aww.
Various parts of the Martin.
I don't know.
Oh my God, I cried several times.
I don't know. Talking to Martin made me want to spill my guts and tell him everything.
I know, right? And then I sent you that picture of our wedding, or my favorite wedding picture of ours. I sent you, Allison.
I know, and I knew it was you, but I just said, "Is this you?"
I was so thin.
I wanted the drama, but I wanted the drama of.
I was young, so thin.
Oh my God, you guys are still.
Well, what's really? I'm gonna tell you what's really cool about that picture too is that picture is actually in a frame that my great grandmother's wedding picture used to be.
Yeah, we have antique frames from his great grandmother, and we have when you finally come to my house and hang out. Eventually, you'll see them.
Yeah.
I need Botox. Look at that. Look at this.
No, you don't. Jeez.
My face is all swollen.
I would literally cardio if I was working at a bar. So I would cardio.
Yeah, okay. What are y'all supposed to be talking about?
I don't know.
What is love? Baby,
don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me. Beverly Hills.
Yeah. we're doing New York. We're doing New York first. Let's do
New York first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, guys, listen. The Martin.
Are you
going to
introduce yourself?
Can you stop it?
Oh shit!
The Mark.
I'm talking.
I'm Leon. I know what love is. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it.
Welcome to Real Housewives of Reality. We're your hosts. I'm Scarlett.
I'm Allison.
Leon already spoke, so he doesn't get to go.
Not
again.
Only am I Leon that knows what love is, Martin confirms that I have the best marriage story, and him and I are best friends.
Okay. In case you missed it, guys,
we're all gonna go box.
We had the most epic interview with Martin. From Real Housewives of New York. First half is up now, and you gotta join our Patreon to hear the absolute most awesomest interview ever. Totally worth the $3 it's gonna cost you, even if you just stay a Patreon for 1 month, okay?
Although we don't want you to stay for just a month.
We want you to stay forever.
You want you to stay forever.
Because the money that you give us keeps the lights on, literally. So, but we are talking New York, and my God, I have so much to say about this week.
Wow. So this is probably
the most problematic thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I watched Housewives from the beginning. Like, yep. From OC first episode. This is the most problematic episode I've ever seen.
We've been watching since Kyle Richards' hair was always on one side of her head. Always.
Yeah, Scarlett advised me ahead of time to not watch this episode.
No, yeah. Leon, you would lose your fucking head. This is bad.
You'll probably lose it just hearing us talk about it.
Yeah, you're gonna
warning.
I'm gonna turn off the microphone and play video games.
Trigger warning. It's gonna happen.
Well, because it's very racist and very anti-Semitic.
Yes,
I'm just gonna say it right now. Like, Ramona, you're wild. This is insane.
It's too much. And I was gonna say, don't impose religion on your dog, Leah. Let your dog choose for itself. Can we do that?
Yeah, hey, Leah. And also, saying that prayer, and she's like,
"I'm gonna be honest with you."
On the FaceTime, my hair is the same color as my skin. I feel weird.
I
was like, Nicole Kidman is gorgeous, but I was like, "What the fuck?"
I know.
Are we doing what part of the religion is that a part of? Well, I guess Scientology.
Robot. Honestly, though, I have to say, and I don't mean this in disrespect because I'm only telling you, I can only judge by what I see. I've never seen anyone more or less committed to becoming Jewish than Leah. I mean, honestly, I don't know. And I haven't ever known anyone to do it. So let me tell you something. She set the bar real low. I'm just saying. Not saying she's not committed, but I've never seen anyone more or less committed. I'm just saying.
Well, all I can think of is Charlotte York from...
Oh, my Sex in the City. When she was knocking on the door over and over again, over trying to get the good rabbi.
But her being like, oh, I accidentally bought a very like pink and chic. How do you say it?
Are you having a stroke?
I'm getting this canceled. No, but not in a bad way. But just like tradition. You guys, just so you know, in high school, I did costumes for Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh,
so
how dare you!
If I were a rich man, if I had talent, I would have been on Broadway. But now I do a podcast.
And just think of how many more millions of people you're helping with this podcast. That would, and how many people can get the most wonderful advice ever if they just pay $3 a piece to hear the words of Martin Snow. It's not, look, we're not charging Hamilton prices here, motherfuckers. It's only $3. It's only three. Leon's running out of here like he's got diarrhea.
He's like, they're getting canceled.
He's like, I'm out of here. I better get out of here as quick as I can.
He's pulling a full Sutton.
Yeah, he really is.
I'm out.
Yep. Ramona, you're being trained how to do real estate. So this whole thing was
Have diarrhea, thank you very much. I just walked into the room to take care of something.
It's fine if you have diarrhea. It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. I have it all the time. Ramona?
I say diarrhea, yeah.
Some say diarrhea, no. I say diarrhea, yeah. I'm just saying, Ramona is so unprofessional. She's supposed to be learning how to show properties, and she gets pissed off when she says things that are wrong and gets corrected. And then she assaults the guy trying to help her.
I was going to say, she slaps the guy.
She slapped him.
What if that was a man? What if that was a man hitting me? What if that was someone hitting Avery? But you know that Avery and Ramona just fucking run around town just hitting people?
Hitting people.
But she full slaps him.
She sure did. I was shocked. I was like, oh my God. Ramona. In front
of
the client.
And she shakes him. She's like, ah.
Yeah. I just
what the fuck was that?
I don't know.
I felt weird.
I don't know.
I mean, the episode only gets
Oh yeah,
more problematic. So I don't, should, that kind of, I blew over that.
Should we,
like,
discuss
what
a garbage disposal is versus trash chute, Ramona? Because for someone who claims to know so much about real estate and as a citizen of the world, Ramona,
citizen of the world, that is a trash chute,
not a garbage disposal.
But she had vertigo, which also not a selling point. Vertigo is terrifying.
I know that.
And don't.
Then she's like, this is why I can't get a boyfriend. And I'm like, no, you can't get a boyfriend because you shit on the floor and allegedly you shit the bed during sex. I mean, just saying.
Yeah. Also, you know that I took a personal offense to that. Because we know everyone's favorite jingle song.
That's right. That's true.
I was like, don't you take my brand.
Yeah.
That's it.
How dare
you? That's a cheater brand. It's a cheater brand. It's a cheater brand.
I'm just, I just couldn't get over it. I can't say I haven't seen anyone more unprofessional, but she's right up there. That was a legit client looking to buy something, and she was like, I
stomped on the ground in her heels.
But yeah, like a child. I just can't. I can't.
They were not rubber heels. She's like, no. Little did they know they were rubber heels. And I was like, they're not.
Just like you gave your fucking DNA or your fucking stem cells or your fucking antibodies, what the fuck you did. You're a lying cunk. Okay. What did I just say? Cunk. I don't know what that means, but that's what I said. It's not what I said. Okay. So we're moving on because that's just going to get me more angry. Okay. There's so many jobs that I didn't know were a thing. There's fuck tons of jobs that charge so much money, like a DNA investigator. How come I didn't know about this?
It's a genetic investigator.
I want to be that.
Like, and one that does nothing. Like,
yeah. I know.
She was like, oh, let me see your ancestry.com.
Yeah, give me your 23andMe results.
That's what I'm saying. Is this genetic investigator just doing everything you could do with 23andMe?
Pretty much, I guess.
She literally takes the paperwork from the, like, I think it's ancestry.com, I believe.
Yeah, she fills it all out. She becomes a middleman. She fills it out for you, and you just pay her to fill it out.
I don't know.
No, Ebony already had the paperwork from ancestry.
She just basically reads it.
She just is like, read it. And she's like, oh, this is weird. And I told you this, because we try to not talk about Alistair's off air, but I love Ebony.
I do.
But that turtleneck, I already told you, I'm not going to sing the song. I'm not going to do what I...
Sing the song.
Her turtleneck, it looked like Rizzo in the beginning of Grease, like the musical, you know, like the movie musical.
There's
like
worse things she could do, guys.
But yeah, but the way that Ebony's turtleneck was, I was like, it's too high, it's making her neck look crazy. But it's the way that when Rizzo in the beginning of the...
I know.
But there are worse things I could do. Reach on a podcast or two. And that's all I'm gonna say.
So good.
Not take showers for several days and throw my life away on a channel called Bravo.
You're killing me this morning. So Brad, he seems nice. Sonia's date.
Oh my god, the worst date I've ever seen.
Dude, let me tell you something. When he was talking to her about his back surgery, so I'm like, oh, okay, so Sonia's on a date with me. Cool. Okay. She's like, okay, well, we both look different than our pictures.
Ew. But he was like, well, I gotta tell you about back surgery. Well, he was like a jelly donut, and then
she's like, oh, great.
And he's like, well, France. And she's like, oh, I love France.
But I sold it.
Well, I sold it. Also, lost my job 2 months ago.
I wrote after he said this, and this date is a roller coaster of wealth. I mean, it's just up and down, up and down, up and down.
I don't think Brad's doing too well, though.
I don't either. I think Sonya's doing better than him at this point, and she's not doing great.
But also, I didn't want to see Sonya. She muted herself so much. Mm-hmm. Is that bad? Like, I don't want her to be a mess. But, like,
She's just playing it safe. I don't know. All I know is then we see Emma make another appearance. Maybe that's why she won't email Leon back, because she's too busy being on television. Say something, Leon. I'm talking about Emma.
I know. I'm just trying to get Sonya on the show.
I love Sonya so much. Also, Sonya, come on. I think she had a second date that day, because six oysters and a virgin Bloody Mary does not a meal make.
I love
Sonya,
that
we
want
to talk to you on the show. We love you.
Yes.
We love you, Sonya.
But, you know, okay, I don't know what this was about. What was this about? I don't know. How disrespectful of Ramona and Luann. Why are they so bitchy? What was I talking about?
Probably everything, because okay. We're about to get to a place of bitch. We're about to get to a place of that.
Yeah.
What was it?
No,
they, so,
I don't
well,
know.
One, okay, I think we vaguely discussed this last time, but so, what is Shabbat versus a Seder? Like, what is...
Shabbat happens every week, okay?
Okay, so it's Friday night into Saturday.
No, it's Saturday afternoon through Sunday evening.
Wait, because I've been watching that show that you turned me on to, that...
Unorthodox Life?
Yeah.
Oh, I like so good. It a lot. So good.
We should do a bonus episode about
she's
that.
Like, she's like, do you think maybe you should teach her how to be different and help her get out of where she is financially versus buying her a vibrator?
I was going to say, well, you just said it, but I love that her answer to everything is like, there's a vibrator. There's a vibrator. Like, I can go to her and be like, I don't know what I'm doing in my life. I don't know what to do.
There's a vibrator.
I'm 30. I'm not married. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
Shabbat. All these awful things happen. And she'd be like, here's a vibrator.
Here.
Three vibrators.
Here, I have an extra one vibrator. Just take it. I love her so much. What, Leon?
Shabbat. Shabbos in Yiddish, or Sabbath, is a Judaism day of rest on the seventh day of the week, i.e. Saturday. Mm-hmm. On this day, religious Jews remember the biblical
stories
describing the creation of the heaven and earth in 6 days and the redemption from slavery and the exodus from Egypt.
And Seder's Passover,
and look forward to the future Masonic age, since the Jewish calendar counts days from sunset to sunset.
Are we getting the full
Shabbat begins
sunrise,
in the evening of
sunset,
what on the civil calendar is sunrise, Friday. So sunrise. It's Friday sunset to Saturday sunset.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Okay. No, thank you for looking that up,
that
though, because I don't want to sound like a fucking
now,
asshole.
Now, Seder
and
also, during is, Passover.
There's no way to cover this episode without...
It's
a fucking mess.
You're listening to two basic white bitches who know nothing about nothing, so we're trying here. Okay,
I did costumes for Fiddler on the Roof.
Okay,
so you're
already a quarter Jewish.
Can
got
you,
it.
Can you stop?
No,
saying.
She had sex with a Jewish guy once.
Well, no, because they kept going back and forth with saying Luann and Ramona, and so I kept saying like Shabbat Seder and I was like, what is what, like, because it is a very it's. Yeah. I get it. Like I want to know what the actual what are we doing here? Why are we at this dinner?
Yeah,
that's what I want.
It's the Passover. It's called the Passover Seder.
It's Easter.
It's a ritual. Is a ritual feast that marks the beginning of the Jewish holiday of Passover. Mm-hmm. It is conducted throughout the world on the eve of the 15th day of Nisan. Oh,
Nisan.
Nisan. Yeah. In the Hebrew calendar, at the start of the 15th. A Hebrew day begins at sunset. The day falls in late March or in April
of
the Gregorian calendar. And the Passover lasts for 7 days in Israel and 8 days outside Israel. Jews generally observe one or two Seders in Israel. One Seder observed on the first night of Passover. Many Jewish diaspora communities hold a Seder also on the second night. Should I keep going? Is that
no, thank you. Thank you for that.
No, thanks. I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wait a second. Are we almost at our break?
No.
What? Oh, because we're halfway through the episode right now, because the next half of this is going to get real fucking shit.
We could take a break.
Let's be cute before the break. On the bus, Ebony always brings, there's cheese, hummus.
Do the wheels on the bus go round and round?
Oh, yeah.
It's very important. It comes into play later.
Yes, it does.
There are plenty of cutes. I would love some cheese and hummus right now.
Me
it looks
too.
Like,
I'm not a hummus fan, but I take
out.
It.
I was like, ooh, I want some hummus and the cheese. And Ramona goes, ooh, is there a rat on here? Did someone eat the cheese? Luann's like, no, it's just me. I just ate it.
Luann has zero chill when it comes to cabaret attire at all times. Zero chill. Zero.
Yeah, she's wearing a Giovanni dress with like a fur coat and like some old navy, like, you see like ankle boots,
I don't know,
which is like fine for me but not for
the Countess.
Not for Giovanni dress.
She's feeling Giovanni, y'all.
But I think that's a good place to cut off, because then we'll get to the arrival.
Oh god, there's so I can't just the thought of it makes me want to
it's a really difficult episode.
Oh, and by the way, really I come to realize today, we need to cut a new Zinni commercial.
Can you leave us alone? We're busy.
The one that we have is like 14 minutes long.
You ask for it, you got it. Nothing's ever good enough for you.
I'll give you a new one, but you didn't specify what kind of commercial I had to do, so I just kind of like advertised everything.
I'm never getting you guys another interview.
Oh, God.
Nope.
What's the clip of the week
get
this week?
Do it.
Oh, the clip of the week this week is comes from the dinner when Sonia.
It's the screech of the week. It's the screech of the week.
When Ramona is talking about how she's been persecuted by Jewish people, and Sonia reminds her that she's had sex with Jewish men. So there we go. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Oh, God, I have to pee. Be right back, guys.
See, I'm wise enough to know when a clip needs clipping. And I got just the one. And this week, our clip is second to none. It's the clip of the week.
It's the clip of the week.
Clip of the week.
The clip of the week, yeah. Girl.
It's the clip of the week. Ooh. The clip of the week, yeah.
So you want me to play the clip of the week here?
Yeah, play
okay.
It.
Clip of the week. I apologize that I brought up my feelings because I bonded with you and I'm sharing my feelings. Honey. And I'm sorry if I insulted you.
No,
I'm sorry if
I bonded over the tequila.
You didn't
insult me, not even in a little. All I felt was sad. Because I didn't.
I'm sad now.
If anyone, did you express this thing? And clearly the Jewish community have left you.
Not now, but when I first came to New York, when I was 17, 18.
And bitch.
Well, she did have sex with some Jewish guys. So, you know what? Shut. You know I did not. And you stop.
Yes, you did. You were engaged to a Jewish man.
You know, so you don't even know what I'm talking about. You are so delusional.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Scarlett looks more gorgeous than ever.
Oh, God.
I love these glasses.
Thank you. I got them from Zenni Optical. They're aviators. They're like rose gold. I kind of never gone that way before. So I was like, I'm going to give it a try. Love them. I got matching sunglasses, prescription sunglasses, another pair of glasses just in case. And I think Leon got like three or four
I did,
pairs.
But Allison didn't notice how nice my glasses are. It's
oh,
okay.
Come on. Stop it.
It's okay. It happens.
Leon looks great too, but Scarlett, I can't help it with you.
Thanks,
girl. Wait, but can I get glasses that aren't prescription, because I don't need a prescription.
Yeah. You can get anything from Zenni. You can get prescription, non-prescription. They have
safety glasses.
Safety glasses. They got it all. We got like all like six pair of glasses with shipping, lenses, the whole nine for what it's going to cost me for one pair at the optometrist.
Oh my God.
What? It's
with the
insane.
Same frame?
Yeah.
No. So
well,
I got
kind of the same frame, same style, yeah. But so
I got
expensive.
I got a pair of aviator sunglasses prescription, and we're old, so it's multifocal.
Yeah,
prescriptions.
I got bifocals.
But normally the cost of a decent pair of aviators is $150-$200.
Yeah.
For a decent pair, you can get the cheap knockoffs.
Yeah, you can.
But for mine, that I think they were like $50. Now
yeah.
Scarlett's a little more blind than I am, so hers were like $70.
I got like the super thick lenses. Yeah.
But like she said, six pair of glasses. Less than what the cost of just one pair of prescription glasses for Scarlett would have been.
I love it.
With insurance. We have insurance.
Yeah. That's with insurance. So I couldn't even imagine what it would be without insurance. So
I do think that Zenni does do stuff with your flexible spending accounts, your health spending accounts.
Or HSAs. Yeah.
So that's technical. You have to check them.
Well,
but
that is such a deal. I want to get some of my own. I want the aviators because I'm obsessed.
Yes.
So what code can I use?
Yeah. No, just go to our website, rhorpodcast.com/sponsors, and click on the Zenni link, and you'll get free shipping with your order.
Yeah, that, and then, you know, it just depends. They have a bunch of different other things too.
So many great things.
If you're a teacher, first responder, anything
else,
you can sign up for that. Frontline workers, you can sign up and they'll verify it and you'll get 10% off your order.
Yeah.
We get that because of what I do for a living. So it's a great thing.
Yeah. So go and check it out at our website. Click the Zenni link and get some awesome glasses. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I know for me personally, the last year has been really, really tough. And there was a lot of times when I wish I had someone to talk to. But the good news is, there is. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating with them in under 48 hours. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And join over the 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Now remember, there's a special offer for the Real Housewives of Reality listeners. You're going to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. And you can use the promo code R-H-O-R in checkout. Remember, that's BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com. Well, here's the thing. When we wait to the last second to bid on something and win, you have to go pick it up because you... Because you're the only one that lives in LA.
I love Pasadena.
Just letting you know. We're going to get some new decor for your apartment via Girardi's law firm's clearance auction.
Yeah, I'll do it.
We'll get you a plant. We'll get you a plant. We'll get you some awards for your...
Yeah, you're going to ship us something for the studio, too. Whatever we get, you're going to ship to us.
For the your headboard? It's going to be great.
Myself.
But great. Isn't Girardi part of Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
And aren't you guys talking about New York?
Okay, we didn't know you were... Oh, my God. Okay, all right, fine. All right, we're back. We're back.
No, but I am going to go. I am going to go.
Why is it I do my job here and you guys get mad at me?
I'm doing Boca de Pepo and I'm also going to go to the auction.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Did you go to the gym, Martin's gym, yesterday?
No, I went this morning, not to Martin's gym, but I'm going when Martin goes. He gets to tell me because he's your friend.
Well, he's my best friend, so.
I love him, but he talks to you. Because I DM'd him. I was like, when are you going? What are you doing in LA?
Maybe he's uncomfortable speaking to a beautiful woman.
Maybe. He's only comfortable.
You guys, I'm going to die. I will live. We'll save that for
another show. Yeah. But talk about New York.
Can I just bring something up? I don't know if I'm the only one who caught this, but wait a minute, Luann. You asked if you should bring something from the van. You said, should I bring the champagne? But you didn't mention anything about your fauze. Be careful, Luann. Your drinking is showing. Because I think that sounded a little bit sus. Just saying.
And I'm plowing like hard snowballs and Sonya. Like, it was like ice.
She's like throwing like shards of ice into Ramona's face. I loved it so much.
Like, she's like, LOL.
Hello. Oh, look, you're bleeding. Yay.
Like a bully on the block when you're a kid, but like just shoving your face in the snow and you like can't breathe. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude. But I was like super confused.
Like, will you guys behave? And I was like, no, Ebony. No, of course not.
Wait, you think it's bad out here? Wait till they get inside.
Yeah. Buckle up. Buckle up, girl. Got you, but buckle up.
I'm super confused, though, because I thought the dinner was at Ebony's house. So I'm like, why are we two states away? I didn't realize that this dinner that I thought she was hosting, but she's not, was at her house, but it's at someone else's house. So that's okay. I just didn't expect it.
What's her name? Because I wrote her.
What's her name? Stevie, Charlie, something like that. What's her name?
You know what's so sad though is because, but us saying what's her name, and that's the saddest part because she runs that beautiful organization.
She's so fantastic.
You belong.
I know.
And but it's like, you know, she thought it was like, oh, this is a moment to speak, like to like bring awareness to this. It's a great cause. And it's like, no. They're going to come in there and fuck shit up.
You're fucking shit up because I just want to know where in the Torah it talks about how many margaritas you're supposed to have because these motherfuckers were tearing it up. Okay.
Is a margarita part of Shabbat? Because I will take
that's what
part
I said. Like,
Shabbat.
Where the Torah doesn't say margaritas, because if this is the case, let's start. Let's get the process rolling.
Tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila. Tequila. Da-da-da-da.
God, stop. You're getting us canceled. Oh, my God.
I am
going to
get canceled. Sorry. I do. For the record, I love Philomena.
What's her name? Stevie. What was her name? Stevie? Charlie?
Archie.
Archie.
Because Sonya came and she was like, oh, I thought that you were going to be a man that was wearing sequins. I was going to hit on you.
Oh, my God, I know.
Champagne and just like leave.
She's talking about like her matchmaker thing. And then Ramona walks up and she's like, never mind. Change the subjects. So good. But why did Ramona have to be a complete bitch about the napkins? It's like Stevie, what's her name? Archie. Archie was like, I made them myself. Well, and Ramona still had to be a fucking bitch about it.
A beautiful host. But why was everything in a cage behind
her? I don't know. I'm like, what happens here? Because this seems weird.
She knew that the housewives were coming. And
well, I was going to say, if you knew Ramona was coming over to your house, wouldn't you cage up all your shit too?
Probably.
Yes, no, Leon, I'm telling you.
It's weird.
You didn't watch the episode because we saved you, which typical women.
You're welcome.
Hey, look at us. Thank God. Thank God for us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Like, no, but it's... I think I would cage but everything's in a cage. It's like, it's a locker room. They're eating dinner in like a locker room.
I have something I have a timestamp of 39 minutes and 5 seconds, and I don't know why it's there. Leon, can you look up on your phone to the episode and see what's at 39 minutes and 5 seconds and tell me what I'm talking about?
Yeah, while you look that up, I'm just going to say that Ramona's insane and also being like, oh, Hollabrunn. You mean it's like a Puskbrunn, which is
crazy. Oh, my God,
crazy. I know. I've also been...
She's too much.
I was discriminated against and boycotted because I'm Ramona, and it's...
I actually wrote this and I said, is this like a whole thing, like some kind of bastardization of Shabbat? Because I feel like this is not being, Shabbat's not being respected right now. And I'm not saying Archie's doing anything wrong. I think it's the women, the guests here. I'm sorry, I take it back. The white female guests that are there that are the problem, that are bastardizing this entire thing.
I'd say everyone is the problem because it's like we have, well, Ramona, biggest problem.
Yeah. It's because it's not about her.
Also a problem.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is, it's overshadowed by Ramona's. It was unbelievable how bad this is.
I couldn't wrap my head around this. I was like, this cannot be happening.
Quiet was, in terms of housewives, like, playing games, I was like, Luann knows, because she's like, I'm going to watch you fuck up. Like, I was like, Luann did stay sober tonight.
39 minutes, 5 seconds. I love that Leah was fucking throwing.
But then Leah on the phone. Shading. Like, being like, oh, shading. Phone me in. And it's like, did you... Because she just from a phone kept going like interrupting Archie, and Archie had like the grace to like just be like, no, it's fine. Like, she's like, I just want to explain my organization.
This woman is a saint, and like, did not deserve candle? This. Did not deserve it. She did not deserve this.
And let's get Archie, to the
Archie. Yeah.
Well, but we also have our other the Ebony's friends that are there. It's Did they name their names or no? If I was them, I would be like,
your microphone's not on, Leon. What?
It was Sonia talking about Luann rolling down the aisle getting married.
How did I timestamp that? Can you play it over the microphone? Play it over the microphone. I want to hear it because I don't know why I wrote that. Hold on. He's not prepared for this.
Oh, well, she's like, you know, everyone has a husband anyways, except for I don't tell them about that because they'll just, anyone's going to marry anyone. Hey, I'm Sonia and Luann married Tom. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know why I wrote that, but yeah, Sonia was like, I can't talk about... That's why she stopped changing conversation. She can't talk about who she dates because she's afraid Luann's going to swoop in and marry him.
Steal the man. Yeah, she's like, everyone shares men in this...
Recycles them. They're recycled.
This is all in the time of the prayer, though. Like, they're all
This is too much. Yeah.
Like, can we just pray?
Yeah.
Like, can we just have the prayer? Like, can we just. If it's like,
we can't. And then Leah's like, I didn't think I was going to have an eyeline view of the Gefulte fish. I was like, Oh my God.
What is it? It sounds good. It looked. I wanted that. That looked good.
Yeah,
the
man.
The whole spread. And
it does look. Oh, it looks so damn good. But, you know. There's no fucks given about protocol. Ramona's eating before they do the prayer. She
runs into the kitchen. And
oh my God! At the end.
The
oh my God! I said this. My exact words in my next note is: this is a shit show. Bless this woman. She's just trying to host this, and I could not believe Sonia called. Who did she call? She called Ramona a bitch. Sonia called somebody a bitch at the table. I'm like, you don't curse and call someone a bitch during Shabbat. What is happening here? I don't know.
It's really hard. I can see why other.
This is difficult.
You don't listen to other podcasts. I do, and yeah. I'm unabashedly. I love that because it's like I need voice. Like I live alone. I need to have voices. I need voices. To quote the Steve Martin one act.
Oh, I love Steve Martin so much.
Have you ever read his playwriting? It's really good.
Yeah,
but the one act Wasp. But there's a beautiful monologue. I'll send you a rendition of me doing it.
Got it.
that I sent out to various acting coaches. But anyways, I get why people aren't covering this episode because it's like,
yeah.
I can't even begin to. I've watched it 2 or 3 times and I don't understand.
Does it all basically go to Sonia? Ramona thinks she is the most famous person in the room and can act however she wants.
No, it gets worse. No, like, no. She like leaves because they. Okay, so she goes to. She get up some. What did she. Well,
no, that's towards the end.
Ramona the phone.
My next note is Ramona, go fuck yourself. And then I asked.
Oh, yeah, because she was like, when I was in when I first went to New York City.
What?
All the Jews boycotted me.
She's
and they hated
so
me.
Mean.
And I every day, I still, to this day, I wake up and cry and wish I was born Jewish.
Yeah.
I wish I was
Jewish. Oh, I wrote that. I said, oh, yeah, you go to, you cry yourself to sleep every single night because you were not born Jewish. I cannot wrap my head around this. This is the biggest bunch of fucking horse shit I've ever heard in my life. I swear to God, Ramona, I know you listen. I can't take it. You know for a fucking fact that you do not cry yourself to sleep at night every night because you weren't born Jewish. You are such a fucking cunt. Sorry.
And this bread, it's not even, it's just like Ukrainian bread. And the Ukrainian, you know, Italians are just like Jewish people. So I don't know why we're talking about black people anyways. And it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
literally, what the fuck?
Yeah, totally.
And then the
let's not forget white supremacy is brought up again in regards to Ramona. There's a reason why these words keep being said to you, Ramona.
A Star Is Born when and I wish I knew his name. I think they put his name on the thing, but
yeah,
just downs a margarita as if it's
she
a
took
shot
to the face to the face, like, here we go, here we go,
round up, please. I need another margarita,
but I will
quietly, like,
yeah, I will say that
that's what I would do at that table. I was when, like, fuck.
Yeah, when they finally did the prayer, Ebony lit the candles, and when Leah sang the prayer, I will say it was moving. I got chills. I'm like, that's really great. And I thought it was so sweet of Sonia. She's like, that is the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. You're trying so hard, Leah. I'm so proud of you. And I'm like, oh my God, here we go again. The reason why we do not deserve Sonia, she's too good. She's too good for all of us. She's just too good.
She's trying. I will say.
And then Ramona makes everything about her. I don't know.
It was hard to see Sonia be wrong in this episode, like, because it's like she was wrong but true ignorance. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Whereas Ramona's like greedy ignorance, or just like
I think she's
selfish, or like mean.
She's
like,
just a piece of shit.
Like, oh, I'm caring, and she just doesn't like some of the stuff, because she said some stuff that I was like, I'm not.
Yeah,
we love our Sonia, and Sonia's really, I
have another timestamp here, and I don't know what it's for, Leon. 53 minutes and 6 seconds.
Did I drug you this week? Are you okay?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm timestamping stuff left and right. I must have been, I was really angry. I was rage typing this out. I'm not sure what's happening.
Big Little Lies? Or
I don't know.
What's going on? But I have a timestamp. All I know is that.
Yeah. And I'm saying, when Ramona got up to go to the bathroom, well, okay, first of all, she says she got up to go to the bathroom. She really got up because she was trying to be dramatic, but then she's like, I guess while I'm up, I should go to the bathroom. Well,
hey,
he found
it's
it.
Me, hey, also, but when Leah was like, Ebony, the most important, like, hey, it's me, Leah. I don't have Leah.
What was that timestamp again?
53 minutes and 6 seconds. I'm sorry. I rage typed all of this.
Yeah,
I'm
it
like,
was a rough.
I blacked out during it. Like, I don't even know what happened.
Leon,
like,
it's not fair that we had to weather the storm and you didn't. Like, this is a lot.
Yeah,
that we're doing.
I blacked out at some point. Like, I know I was there and I watched it, but I don't know what happened. I mean, it was a whole thing.
I'm going to talk to my therapist about.
You should.
I'm going to go to BetterHelp.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get some. Oh, here we go.
But they,
play it. Are you playing it?
It's not only that it's not about white people, this dinner. It's not about Jewish people hated you at college. I'm sure everybody hated you at college.
That was such a good line. Yeah.
There it is. That's why I timestamped it.
Such a good line. Yeah, Ramona, I bet everyone hated you in college.
Yeah, it's not but about love, you, Ramona.
But also Ramona during the Premier League. Don't blow the candles. Like, don't blow the candles. And she's like, I know. Obviously, Ebony knows. She's more of a pro than you.
Oh my God. And then she's like,
turns the phone away.
Yeah. And then Ramona starts talking about, I've been to other Shabbat. I'm like, Ramona, I'm going to put money on it. You've never been to another Shabbat dinner ever in your life. Because you
with all 50 of her girlfriends?
Yeah, with all 50 of her closest girlfriends. So, and then Leah's just reading Ramona to filth on FaceTime. She's just like, shut up, Ramona. She's just reading her to filth. And I loved every second of it.
I peed. I had to pee.
Yeah, she comes storming out of the bathroom. What? I can't go to the bathroom?
I had to go to the bathroom. I haven't eaten in 10 hours. I haven't eaten in
I only have two more notes.
In the car and her just like eating a bunch.
Yeah. I only have two more notes. My next to last one is Ramona is now searching out and making her own food. Is it's giant clusterfuck. She's now finding the quote, what she would call the help to make her some food. And poor, what's her name? Charlie? I forget. Archie. Archie's like, can you just wait, please? Just snap a. Oh, please.
Also, how is Archie so slim with all those amazing. It's
because she never gets to eat.
But those, oof, it was like, give me some fucking latkes. And like,
yeah.
It was like sour cream and chives. And I was like, I want all of it. I wanted that.
We should do a Shabbat mukbang.
Oh my God.
No, we should not. Okay. No,
should we cut that out? Okay,
one star.
Look, Ramona, we're not doing that.
We got one star. We get one star on iTunes for mukbangs.
No, but the one that, okay, well, I'm going to say two more things about that were problematic. Leon, yeah. Listen to this. And these are quotes.
Here we go.
But Sonia interrupts Ramona to like try to be like, hey, we need to listen to everyone. But she goes, quote, can we please listen to the blacks and the Jews? End quote. And then.
God! I can't.
At that point, Leah says, Leah on her phone, which we've hardly addressed that, but I know we're doing two episodes in one. But then Leah's on her little, iPhone thing.
She started off on the laptop, now she's on the iPhone.
Like Willy Wonka style. Like, I know. What the fuck's it? But she's like, but she goes, Ebony, can you take me to the other room? We need to discuss this.
Privately, we need to.
So like, Ebony's like, of course.
She's like, oh yes, I will.
We still have not done the prayer. We're not like, can we pray?
Oh my God. Ebony should really regret that. She's like, I regret this. I'm like, oh, you should. You should totally regret this.
Everyone should regret it. And then allegedly next episode, Sonia pees in the driveway.
That's what I hear. Yeah, she pees in the driveway. Hey, look, who hasn't peed in a driveway? I'm just saying. Hey,
did Brashawn end up going?
Brashawn did not go, thank God.
No, because the shit would have been. Her, though. But I think I think Brashawn would have. I love Brashawn.
I'm saying if Brashawn would have been there for the fuckery with Ramona, some shit would have went down like hardcore. There would have been fisticuffs.
I think some margaritas would have gone down. I think we would have had fun.
I'm glad I don't have to know because I don't want to know that world. Right?
No, but it was truly problematic. I know this is like podcast, but like this, it was actually really, really, really bad.
It was
bad. Like,
the most was disgusting really display I've ever seen.
Hard to watch. It's scary to write about. I was like, I don't know how to even talk about this.
Can I just say, I'm not exaggerating. I watched somebody be run over and killed by a car before.
What?
Yep. This was worse than that. I'm just saying.
Well, I will say you never actually.
Okay, Lisa Rinna.
Oh, there it is. Wow! Wow! Look at that! Look at the levels.
I know. Sorry. Didn't mean to screech at you, but
there was the screech of the week right there.
It's a screech of the week.
Screech of the week.
Yeah! Oh gosh.
Sorry. So let me ask you a question. Do you think Bravo puts this episode out?
Yes, they did.
To justify being able to fire Ramona.
Yes.
Because they finally put on what her behavior's probably been like the entire time she's been there.
Yeah.
And they've edited it down and it did not look like that. So you think they do this episode just so when she gets fired, people go, yeah, that bitch, should she be fired?
They're throwing the filthiest shade at her just like they're doing to Erica.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
Erica's getting. I'm excited.
I mean, she's really guilty.
But
I want to know whoever Ramona's EP is, because each cast member has their own producer. I guarantee whoever it is out to get her.
Producer.
Yeah.
Very much. No, I'm the one that lives in LA. And I don't know shit. Anyways, hire me, people.
Yeah.
Whoever you can tell who's been mean to who, because it's they get.
Oh God!
Sonia must be a fucking princess. Like,
I know it.
Because I bet there's some footage they could show.
I'm sure.
I bet it's still sweet, but I'm just saying it's probably not flattering.
Probably not.
This episode, Leon, well, you have no idea. We're probably not even covering it correctly.
We're probably not. We're just doing what we can do.
We might get in trouble. It's like someone's going to yell at us. And that's okay. But there's no. But I think.
We in no way are condoning anything that was said or done at all in this episode at all. We are disgusted by all of it.
I'm not condoning anything that was seen or done. Am I right?
Am I right?
That's what's going to get us right there. Okay. It's not what we just talked about. It's the legitimate. Hey, we're trying to drop a disclaimer, and we're going to crack jokes in the disclaimer.
This is a comedy podcast. We're doing it all for the fun. We're doing it all for the nookie.
Awfully snooky.
Don't say the nookie. Because I just watched that weird Woodstock thing.
I know. I'm sorry. I triggered you. I apologize. I can't. We got to get out of here. We can't talk about this anymore. We got to get out of here.
But anyways, yeah, it was a really bad show. It was bad. It was bad.
So bad.
Ramona's novel. It was horrible. It was the worst. Yeah. It was the most offensive Housewives episode I've ever seen.
So,
ever.
So your philosophy of bad people make good television.
They crossed the line.
Does Ramona still fit into that category?
No, she's a fucking
monster.
Or does
she just need to not be on television
anymore? This is too
much. Horrible. I truly squirmed. And yeah. I don't, like, you guys know that I'm, like, because I.
We say bad people make good television.
All hours of the night of, like, right. Can't, like, but I, like, I know. Watching it. I can't.
We say
I don't
that.
Know how to
we understand. Say that good, bad people make good television, but there is a line of morality that you shouldn't cross, and it was crossed. Period.
So we are on board with the idea that Ramona Singer needs to go.
100%. Let's bring back Jill Zarin and Dorinda
on like Horrible Island. No, Dorinda's coming back.
I know. Oh my God, my prayers have been answered.
I'm so excited.
We're gonna go stay at Bluestone Manor. We're staying at Bluestone Manor ASAFP.
And we're
gonna make it nice. And we're gonna do. We're gonna have photo shoot.
Okay,
it's gonna be great.
That's great.
Can we get some potato salad too?
Of course. Okay.
Okay, where can they find us?
I'm going to set my face on fire with a cake. What?
Where can they find us, Scarlett?
You can find us on all your favorite podcast platforms. You can find us on pftmedia.com. You can find us on rhorpodcast.com. You can find there links to our Patreon, which you need to join to get part two of our interview with Martin. It's worth it. You can buy our merch. You can visit our sponsors, Zenni Optical, BetterHelp. Who else we got right now? You can find Allison's other show, Witty Bitch, that's on our site as well. You can leave us a voicemail, 434-214-0045. And
where can they email us, Allison?
I'm not finished! You can leave us a review about our screeching, about our muck banging, about anything you want on Apple Podcasts. So there you go.
Scarlett, you seem a little upset about these reviews that you're getting.
No.
No, I think it's really fun. I think Scarlett's making the reviews.
Yeah.
From different accounts
I'm doing it.
Play with me because I'm fucking with them.
Yeah.
I want the bad reviews.
I wrote every one of them. Every one of them.
No, I want
wait,
them. So
wait for the next one. Well, wait till you see the next
one. There was like, oh, Scarlett and whoever else she works with. And I'm like, it's me. It's Allison. Like, I'm doing everything I can.
Every review I make is about Scarlett, not about Allison. I'm doing it to fuck with Allison. One day Allison will have a breakdown about it.
So Allison, where can they email us? And have you checked your email?
I have to figure that out. I have to figure out the Patreon because for the Martin episode, I couldn't fully figure it out. So I made my mom sign up for the Patreon.
You should have just listened to the actual link to the file we have on the...
But I was like, Mom, pay $3.
Mom, listen.
I was like, I'll Venmo you $3. She's like, what's Venmo?
Oh, bless your heart.
She doesn't even watch. Housewives upsets her because it's upsetting.
Of course, it's good. Don't let your precious mother ever see this week ever.
She's so sweet. Yeah, if you met. By the way, she loves you. She's always like.
By the way, she's the one who wrote the iTunes reviews. By the way.
I hope so, but wait. Oh,
they're all about me.
Okay, we're gonna have to. Where can they email us?
Sorry, I feel like we're on a phone call right now. You guys, I'm just gonna say this right now.
What?
Allison at rhorpodcast.com. So Allison at rhorpodcast.com.
This is a bit of confusion.
That's how you can reach us. Fuck the show. Fuck Scarlett. Fuck Leon. It's just Allison at rhorpodcast.com.
All right, that sounds good.
I'm at that level. I'm on a diet. I am working out again. I am pissed.
She's
I'm
on
ready.
One.
I'm here.
She's on one. Let's get the fuck out of here. I love you.
All right, love you guys.
Bye.
Astroglide is what you use when you have sex.
Go, junkie, go.
Bitch, fix your fucking face.
You're a sloppy chihuahua.
I'd be praying for you, though.
Shut the fuck up, Ramona.
A PFT Media production.